look up for a minute to see who he was talking about. Amen. We're certainly thankful to God to be here and to be home. Amen. And home is where the heart is. Prayer don't find fault with a man who limps or stumbles along the road. There may be tacks in his shoes that hurt, although hidden away from view. But the burden he bears, placed on your back, may cause you to falter too. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Oh, hear my humble cry. Calling, please, sir, do not pass me by. With the loudest voice you got, I'm crying, save, oh, Savior. How many want him to do it this morning? Hear my humble cry. Oh, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let's sing that one more time for somebody that didn't make it out this morning. Savior, oh, Savior, Lord, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, please, sir, do not pass me by. I'm crying, Savior, Lord, Savior, Lord, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, yeah, do not pass me by. Yes, Lord. It kind of gets it going, don't it? Amen. Our scripture lesson for those of us that have our Bibles this morning, the fourth chapter of St. Matthew, and our lesson will cover the first through the seventh verse, and in your spare hour, amen, you may want to read that. My mother told me, don't put no more on your plate than you're going to eat. So we're going to drop down to that sixth and seventh verse before we go over to St. Luke. And if you look therein, you'll find these words, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, shame on you, Satan. Cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And if you could journey over with me to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. Amen. We want to look at that 47th verse. Now when the centurion saw what was done, have mercy on him now, y'all. He glorified God, saying, certainly, this was a righteous man. Lord, have mercy. And if we were to use for our subject this morning, Jesus at its best. And before I go too far, we must acknowledge this fact that man was God's greatest creation. And anybody you run across this week, tell them he was at his best when he made you. Because God don't make no junk. Some folk would honestly want to say that the way folk act in this world today, they act like they don't know that not only does God, is he a loving God, but he can be a God of wrath also. What did they say? Even the winds and the waves obey him. And so often we misconstrue the point that when things take place in the world, that the Lord is not paying attention. Hello, somebody. But one thing about it, when the Lord speaks, amen, everybody needs to listen. And one thing, the Lord, you know, he came down from where he was to where we are to take us back to where he is. Amen. And he did not have to do it. Amen. He said at one point in the juncture, I came to seek and to save that which is lost. For a well man don't need a physician. But now there's an argument that is probably constantly wagering on Christians, sinners, and, you know, folk that are halfway in and halfway out of the church. When was Jesus at his best? Well, was he at his best when he ordained this choir to sing like the Zion choir in glory? Hello, somebody. Was he at his best when he touched these men? Amen. Yes, somebody laid hands on them at on earth, but up in heaven, amen, we got the consent and we got the opportunity, amen, to look ye out among them, amen, and put them over the business of the church. That way the word of God would not be restricted by waiting on tables. Somebody say, Reverend, that was a good one. Jesus probably was at his best. Well, no, Lazarus' two sisters would say he'd already been dead 3 days. We sent word that our brother was sick. Amen. And then Jesus came late. But he was right on time. Lazarus' two sisters were saying, no, I think he was at his best then. Well, some folk, you know, probably some of Jesus's, you know, playmates when he was at the age of 12, when he went in the temple, amen, after his parents and went on and they lost track of where he was. And amen, when they came back, amen, and he told his mother, I must be about my father's business. But prior to that, he was in the temple handling the Lord's business. Wasn't that a good feeling? He was ramping up. He was getting things ready. He was building the foundation. Amen. And some folk would say, well, amen, I can remember reading in my Bible, amen, that he asked for a donkey that had never been set on by a man. And when he marched in the town on that donkey, amen, and they were saying, Hosanna. Amen. Praising him to the highest. Amen. And at that moment, somebody would step up and say, hey, I got some unreadiness. Amen. He was at his best because everybody came out to see him. Although he realized he was on his way to die in our behalf. Isaiah might have something to say. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes. I can walk that walk, that Christian walk. It ain't nothing wrong with walking that Christian walk, because you proud because your father sits up in glory. He sent his only begotten son, amen, that came down and saved you, took your place on the cross. But nevertheless, when he left, he said, as you see me leave, I'm coming back. Somebody would say, Reverend, that was a good one. You know how sometimes when you're on the battlefield and danger comes up on you and, amen, you pray your way out. Preachers preach their way out. Deacons pray their way out. Hello. Amen. Choir sing their way out. Hello, and I'm not going to forget about the ushers, amen. I'd rather be, amen, usher on the door, amen, amen, and be in the house of the Lord. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the Lord's house than to sit in the seat of the scornful. One thing about it, Jesus made a pathway by example, so that all of us can sit down at this earthly welcome table just like we will do up in glory. Hello. That's right. Speaking of that, let's take a commercial break. In the upper room, in the upper room, he knew he would be betrayed, denied, and sold out. But nevertheless, he knew what he came down here for, because man could not save himself. I feel pretty good about that. Even when I mess up, he's already forgiven me. I got to ask for it, but he's already forgiven me. Amen. I believe Paul wrote, amen, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died on the cross. And so I constantly, it rumbles through my mind because there's always going to be an unreadiness. Somebody will always come back and say, my case was better than your case. Amen. But nevertheless, they're all good. Even that woman that had the issues of blood for 12 long years, she would probably say he was at his best because he was already taking care of some more business than he got to me. But that fellow was at the pool for 38 years. Amen. He would run up and say now, because he was laid on, amen, on his bed, on his sick bed, waiting on an angel to trouble the water, amen, so that he could get in the water. But Jesus, amen, interrupted the schedule, the sequence of events, and he said, wilt thou be made whole?
Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy.
Amen.
We invite your attention to our lesson this morning. Jesus just comes out of the wilderness, just like you. The devil will get at you. If you don't think he will get you, just keep on living. Hello, somebody. If he don't mess with you every now and then, that simply means he's already got you. Amen, lights. Fasted in the wilderness. Came on out. And immediately Satan said, I know you're hungry. Make these stones to be made bread so you can sit down and eat. Amen. Jesus, amen, said this. And anytime you hear these words, really take notice. It is written. If it ain't written, you're not charged to abide by it. Hello.
Yes,
sir.
It is written. Don't mess with me. Satan, you know better. And Satan really does know better, but he wants to make sure, amen, he showed the door. There's enough doors in here. If he ever come in tabernacle, if you can't get him out of that one fast enough, put him out of that one. But nevertheless, when Christians come together and praise God like we supposed to, devil, he can't stay. I preached a sermon some years ago. Since I met the Lord, Satan don't live here anymore. He stopped by for a visit. But he don't feel welcome enough to stay. Hallelujah, somebody. But immediately, Satan said, well, if I can't tempt you that way, let me try at you another. He does us the same way. He said, see all this city, all this land, if you would just bow down to me. He should have got choked up when he said that. If you bow down to me, and Jesus immediately said, you know what? We're going to close this conversation down. Listen to this, Satan. Do not tempt the Lord thy God. He asserted his power. And some folk would say, well, Reverend, that was a good time to tag that instance and say Jesus was at his best. But in that Garden of Gethsemane, when he was talking to his daddy and said, If it be possible, let this cup pass. But if not, let your will be done. Let your will be done. Can I take another commercial? How many of us are willing, bold enough, prayed up enough, sung up enough, amen, to say to the Lord, let your will be done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
On your job. When you're in the nursing home getting better. Hello. When you stop at a red light and somebody done cut you off and you don't act like you used to. I tell folk all the time, everybody packing now since they passed the law. And they don't care nothing about you being a Christian. Some of them don't care nothing about Tabernacle Baptist Church. But nevertheless, Lord, let your will be done. Well, his word says, amen, a soft answer turns away wrath. Amen. And if he asks you to go 1 mile, go 2. And if he asks for your cloak, give him your coat also. So in other words, we as Christians, to be more Christ-like, we got to give it our best. At all times. At all times. Even when you don't feel like it. Even when it seems like, amen, every once in a while, sometimes you get up out of bed and all the body parts don't want to work right. Amen. Just shake it out. Amen. You can even say, shake the devil off. Amen. Because that's his opportunity to get at you again. But now when Jesus said, amen, into thine hands I commend my spirit. Some folk will say, Frank Atkins, that was when it was. But now somebody, even some disbelievers would even say, when they came to the tomb after 3 times being called a dead man and Jesus wasn't there, amen. And the word said, why are you looking for the dying amongst the living? Or why are you looking for the dying living amongst the dying? Amen. Jesus has a role. But he had something else to go along with it. He said, I got all power in my hands. Lest I hold you too long, that's some mighty working power. Hello? That's some stuff that'll stick to your ribs. His power. Amen. And I can just imagine, amen, in my Christian mind eyes, amen, Jesus looked over a nation, amen, and he saw folk that loved him, amen, just like Peter, amen. And you all remember when he said to Peter, amen, upon this rock I build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Peter would say, yeah, Lord, you was at your best then. You was right tonight. And when he fed 5,000 in front of his disciples, after they looked in the treasure and said, Lord, it's not enough to feed all these folk. Amen. And when they got through feeding, it was some leftovers. And I just believe the Lord just gets better as the day goes by. He resurges himself. He recycles, if you want to use that word. He recycles himself and he just gets better. Amen. And when you think you're running out, amen, you're running over. Just like the Psalm said, my cup runneth over. And one thing about the Lord, amen, I feel pretty good about this one. Amen. He came down to save me. Hello, somebody. But he put something on me. Amen. How can he preach except it be sent? And I kind of like these every time I buy another pair of shoes. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. I don't know about you this morning. Amen. Or what you're going through. Amen. But if you turn it over to the Lord, he's able. Amen. And he's not going to stop being able. Amen. To see you safely through the storm. Hello, somebody. Even if he sleep, amen, and you wake the Lord up. Don't you remember when he said, peace be still? He could have been at his best then, y'all. Amen. But the story didn't stop right there. It just keeps getting better, y'all. Amen. And in other words, I want to leave you with these words. Better is on the way. You think you done seen something in 2022. Amen. But better, it's on the way. Amen. And if you keep on doing the Lord's will, amen. If you run your course, hello, somebody. Them angels, amen, sitting up in glory, watching everything you do, amen. And I heard them say, amen, in Hebrews, let us run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord have mercy. Jesus, Mary's baby. Jesus, Elizabeth's nephew. Jesus, my Prince of Peace. My battle like in time of trouble. My help in ages past. When I leave from down here, amen. Amen. When they say ashes are ashes and dust is dust, I want to see Jesus. And I don't want no trouble when I get to the river. I want him to hear his welcome voice say, well done. Well done. Well done. That good and faithful servant. That's my opportunity. When I done all that he assigned me to do, I'm at my best. Lord have mercy. Precious Lord. Take my hand. Lead me on. How many want him to do it? And let me stand. I am tired. I get tired sometimes. I am weak. And I am warm. Come on, Jackson. Through the storm. Through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my precious Lord and lead me on.
Let the church say amen. I'm like that little boy. I told y'all. Did I tell you you could preach? Yes, sir. Let's give this preacher a good hand. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We heard from heaven. Yes, sir. Reverend Atkins, keep on preaching. Keep on preaching, Reverend Atkins. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Wonder if you want a friend that won't let you down this morning. Yeah. Somebody wandered far away from God. Now you can come on home. It's that one this morning that would trust Jesus as your friend. Yeah, we heard the gospel preached. We done what has been commanded us to do. Now the door is open. You can come just as you are.